You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food on Heritage Radio Network. I'm Erica White, your host. And it's February. February is the shortest, longest month, or maybe the longest, shortest month. It's the bridge month between New Year's and spring, the long, slow trudge through winter. And all you give us February is Valentine's Day. And the gradual promise of more daylight and a pile of old Christmas trees still littering the curbsides of New York City and the Super Bowl. Oh, and of course, how could I forget? Award shows. It's award show season. The only reason for February. The Oscars are coming. We just had the Grammys, the Golden Globes. This year we even get the Olympics too, which is really just a big awards show. And that's something, because that'll carry us over until those first little daffodils pop up their sunny little faces through the dirty snow to remind us that it really is a great circle of life, not just an endless slog through gray slush toward eternity. And here at Let's Get Real, we like our awards shows. The fashion, the speculation, the sincerity of the nominees, when they insist that it's just enough of an honor just to be nominated. The music rising to abruptly cut short the winner who goes on for too long. We like it all. Now, come May, the month of May, the food world has its award shows too, the James Beard Awards. But they're not televised, and the tickets are like $450. So unless Let's Get Real wins a James Beard Award this year, I don't think the team will be hobnobbing with the world's food finest that night. Now, by the way, the show has been submitted for a nomination, but no news yet about that. Trust me, you will be the first to know. Well, after me, I'll be the first. So while the James Beard Awards recognize the best the food world has to offer, we here at Let's Get Real have our own award for the worst in foodiness. Not the worst the food world has to offer, but the worst in foodiness that we like to present now and again. And I've decided that in the spirit of award show season and the doldrums of February, and to get things more organized here around the fallout shelter, the first show of February from now on will be our awards show night. Now, I actually gave out the first of our foodiness awards a while back in episode 65, which was entitled, You Can Buy Frozen Food and Still Be the Right Kind of People. I like the tradition of giving out an awards, and the show is old enough now to have traditions to maintain, and I just like tradition. So in honor of that, I'd like to now welcome you to the first annual presentation of the Let's Get Real Foodiness Awards, featuring our beautiful, handmade, 100% sustainably mined and made only from cruelty-free materials trophy, the Golden Uncrustable. If I had awards music to cue, I would cue it here, but it's okay. Now, the Golden Uncrustable is a glittering, dazzlingly exact replica of the frozen foodiness evil genius masterwork, the Uncrustable. The Uncrustable is a round, crust-free, frozen, pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwich, individually wrapped and sold in boxes in the freezer section of the supermarket. Because I guess making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich has apparently now become too difficult and too taxing for the average American, what with all the bachelors to keep up with and the rotating judges on Idol. I mean, who has the time, the energy, or the physical endurance or strength to spread peanut butter on squishy white bread, let alone have to add jelly? And what if you don't eat bread crusts or your kid won't eat bread crusts? How do you expect your kid to keep loving you and being your best friend if you can't cut the crusts off of their sandwiches for them? Why take that risk? So to honor the brilliance that is the Uncrustable, I've had special artisans from Italy hand make the golden version. cast in 18 karat gold, the exact size and shape of the real thing, textured to replicate the fine surface of the softest white bread, with a charmingly handcrafted little bite removed from one side with real teeth marks intact to reveal a swirled layer of the finest brown tiger eye stone set to resemble peanut butter and a dazzling swath of finely crushed purple amethysts inset to emulate the grape jelly. The Golden Uncrustable is a jeweled masterpiece of an award, and they cost us some seriously big coin, so we'll only be giving out a few every year. But FYI, I have a connection in the Diamond District, of course, so we got them at a good price. But still, we are a nonprofit radio station, after all. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we will get to presenting the first Golden Uncrustable of the night.
This song is called Lung by Iggy Dean, and you're listening to Let's Get Real on heritageradionetwork.org.
Welcome back to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food here on Heritage Radio Network with me, Erica Wides, your host. Tonight is the Golden Uncrustables Award show. Na, 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 na. So before we get to the award presenting, let's just take a moment and really revisit foodiness. Talk about foodiness's true meaning, because like Christmas, it's been adulterated and corrupted and hijacked from its true, pure, and good form. Now, the Golden Uncrustable Award could be given to so, so many food products, but like the Oscars or the Grammys, we only want to award the absolute pinnacle and the purest of the art form, the finest examples, the best in their crowd, like Titanic. In a nutshell, foodiness, we haven't really discussed this in a while, so let's just make sure we're all clear. In a nutshell, foodiness can be defined as something manufactured as edible that is presented as if it's food, but which in fact isn't completely and totally food, or at least the food it claims to be. Foodiness is all about claims and deception and misleading the consumer. Others have called foodiness the health halo or greenwashing, taking a processed, packaged, industrial food product, basically junk, and giving it qualities that make it appear to be healthy or improved or with added benefits, or more insidiously, even better than the actual food that it is emulating. It's the evil twin, the bad doppelganger to real food. An apple is food. Applejack cereal is junk. But right in the middle, right in the foodiness sweet spot, are things like organic apple and spice instant oatmeal packets with extra calcium or organic apple cinnamon whole grain cereal bars. Foodiness promises all of the nutrition and wholesomeness of the apple with all the sugar, chemicals, processing, and additives of the jacks. Breakfast cereals may well have been the original foodiness products. They started with the best intentions to bring whole grains to the constipated masses, but rapidly evolved into hyper-processed and sweetened monstrosities that ate the American breakfast. So therefore, it only seems right to present the first Golden Uncrustable of 2014 to the category of food which created the term itself. Cereal is foodiness. And the brand that takes home the award this year is one that exploded its product line in the last year from what was once a simple cereal product for dieters to an entire lineup of foodiness nightmare products bearing its name. I now present the first Golden Uncrustable Award of 2014 to the entire line of Special K products, not just the cereal, all of them. Special K cereal was originally marketed as a dieter cereal because it was puffed up so full of air that it had very few calories. Now, I remember in my fat childhood eating Special K for breakfast and then being so hungry an hour later that I'd make myself a huge egg and cheese sandwich. So much for that. Special K went from being a foodiness cereal, portraying itself as a healthy, low-calorie, grain and nutrition-filled food alternative to loops and puffs and leprechauns, which it never really was, as it was just refined flour and sugar and air, to recently becoming a whole separate brand of all kinds of foodiness products like Special K bars and Special K water and Special K crackers and Special K snack chips. This is a product line that's gone so far down the rabbit hole, it's come out the other side in China. If Special K cereal is already not a real food, but a processed Soylent Green-like foodiness product, then what is Special K water or crackers? Are they made from cereal or just from the empty boxes? It's the Special K matrix. It sucks in the ignorant, gullible, overweight masses who just see the pretty red letter K and think, Special K, Special K will make me not fat. I'll buy. No think. Just buy. Eat. Buy. Repeat. And so we have a special bar-shaped Uncrustable award for the Special K cereal bars, especially the milk and cereal bars, because you know there's no actual milk in them, right? There's corn syrup solids and whey powder and hydrogenated oils, but it's not like they magically figured out how to make the milk stand still in a solid layer, suspended magically between two layers of cereal-flavored cookies. And that's what they are, cookies. Or candy bars, really. It's foodiness that tastes like cereal, that tastes like candy, that is now in bar form with whole wheat and added calcium and omega-3s and then turned back into a cereal form that tastes like the candy bar version of the cereal. We should really just award them for that and then retire the award completely like a sports number because you can't out-foodiness a Special K cereal bar. And while we're still in the line extension of a cereal brand category of the award show, let's give the runner-up winner a shout-out, too. Now, the Golden Uncrustable runner-up in the cereal category this year goes to the Cheerios Company for their monumental, groundbreaking, and revolutionary announcement a few weeks ago that they've removed all GMOs from original flavor Cheerios, a.k.a. plain, which are just oats and relatively low sugar-flavored. Not any of the other 16 Cheerios flavors, which just capitalize on the Cheerios brand name Health Halo and have as much sugar as a bowl of Fruit Loops themselves, by the way. But wow, no GMOs. That's huge. What a major step forward in making our lives safer and healthier. Oh, hold on. Wait a second. Didn't anyone tell them that oats have never actually been genetically modified? So all the GMO removing was done just by swapping out one form of sugar for another? Wait a minute, nobody told them that? Uh-oh, hold on. Okay, well, sorry, Cheerios. No runner-up Uncrustable for you, after all. Oh, no, that kind of audacious, balls-out, bullshit Health Halo marketing deserves our super secret special Golden Avocado Award. You know why it's a golden avocado? Think about the avocado shape. Now think about two avocados dangling together. Just take a minute. Think about it. Actually, let's take a break now and let you think about that some more, and we'll be right back.
And this one's called Onions Milk by Iggy Dean on Let's Get Real.
This is Chris Howell from Cane Vineyard and Winery, calling in from Spring Mountain above the Napa Valley. Thank you for listening to this show. In our industrial world of highly processed food and wine, we support the values of Heritage Radio Network. All of us at Cane encourage you to seek out individuality and beauty in everything you eat and drink. To learn more about us, go to cane5.com.
Welcome back to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food on Heritage Radio Network with me, Erica Wides, your host, and I am also the host this evening of our first annual Golden Uncrustables Award for foodiness achievement in the cereal category. That's happening tonight. There's about 100,000 people out in the audience. There's a huge buzz. It's very exciting. So our final winner tonight in the Foodiness Golden Uncrustable Cereal Achievement Awards is a boxed pile of foodiness shit that I think may redefine foodiness for all mankind and eternity. It may have reached new depths of foodiness that I could never even have imagined. Yes, it's honey bunches of oats, which is in itself bad enough, with added Greek yogurt clumps. Now, first of all, the name honey bunches of oats evokes a homey, warm, folksy feeling. The word honey just right away tricks people into thinking that they're being all natural and healthy and 1970s golden sunshiny health food store like drinking Celestial Seasonings herb tea before they were bought up by Kraft, and listening to James Taylor and smoking pot and burning incense. Or maybe for some, the oats conjures up an idealized, warm, folksy, old-timey on the farm feeling. Maybe Pa in his overalls hitching up the team and Ma baking pies in the farmhouse. I don't know. As for the use of honey, as a beekeeper, I find that offensive because they're using the cheapest, most adulterated, and most likely fake honey from China, which is just flavored, colored corn syrup and not likely to contain any real honey. It's like McDonald's saying there's maple in their fruit and maple-y oatmeal, which there isn't because if it's maple-y, it's maple-esque. There's no real maple in that. Secondly, the foundation of the honey bunches of oats fiber flake clump is just flakes sweetened with sugar and corn syrup, rolled and puffed grain flakes. The flakes are made of wheat and rice and corn with a few token bits of oats glued on. That's where the bunches of oats come from. That's like the background of the cereal, the substrate, if you will. Then they make the bunches, which are kind of like granola clumps. Now, granola is a total foodiness word because it doesn't really mean anything or have any legal definition. So if people see a lumpy mix of grainy stuff with a nut or a raisin thrown in, they think, hey, it's granola. I can go climb a mountain now instead of riding my mobility scooter through the Taco Bell drive-thru. The granola clumps are the same grain mix, but in this demonic version of the cereal, they're then coated with dehydrated so-called Greek yogurt powder. Now, as we all know from being aware food eating people and listening to this show, yogurt is a living food. It's a live thing. It has billions of live active bacterial cultures that live in it, which are the reason why you eat it, because it's alive. It's called a probiotic. When you eat it fresh, plain, unflavored, uncolored, and unprocessed, not in a tube or with the name Trix on it, or when Jamie Lee Curtis tells you to eat it, or when it's flavored like red velvet cake or key lime pie, you get the benefit of that yogurt. Honey Bunches of Oats Greek yogurt flavor has clumps of flakes coated with dehydrated, heat-treated powdered yogurt with corn syrup solids, titanium dioxide to make it white, and malic acid added to simulate the tart flavor. I don't think the devil himself could have outdone CW Post on this one. Honey Bunches of oak would have been better. Honey Bunches of Oats Greek has 43 ingredients, not including the requisite synthetic vitamins and minerals that have to be added to legally call it food. And of those 43 ingredients, 12 are sugars in varying forms. The second ingredient is sugar. In the TV ad campaign that was running for the cereal, it's no longer running, wonder why, a woman eats a spoonful of it and immediately declares, "I feel healthy." Is that all it takes? Am I the idiot for chewing on all that kale and quinoa and almonds and climbing real mountains and everything? Maybe one spoonful of Honey Bunches of Oats Greek is really all it takes to achieve a lifetime of health. So, for our final award tonight, we would like to present Honey Bunches of Oats Greek yogurt flavor with a golden Uncrustable. For audaciousness in a health halo performance with best supporting bogus ingredients and best special effects makeup in faking real yogurt. You guys have really outdone yourselves on this one. You've set a new paradigm in cereal foodiness and you should be very, very proud. Well, that about wraps up this season's Golden Uncrustable Awards show. Now, as you leave the fallout shelter tonight, please make sure you pick up your gift bag by the door. Kristen Wortman, our in-house nutrition educator, will be handing out the gift bags, so say hello to her as you leave. And this year, the gift bags were sponsored by the Turnip Growers Board, so you'll find all kinds of healthy, family-friendly treats in the bags, like soy turnip chips and turnip breakfast bars and turnip lip balm. And we also got a hefty grant from the Grass-Fed Goat Farmers of America, who have generously donated their entire harvest this year of goat liver to the event. So you'll find that in the little refrigerated pouches in your gift bags, all kinds of goat liver treats. Now, we really hope you've enjoyed the first ever live Golden Uncrustable Awards. We will be doing this periodically, probably more than once a year, because there are so many products out there that deserve it. And we'll break out of the cereal category as we move along. But until then, remember that if you don't want to eat foodiness shit or cereal shit or any kind of shit, you need to keep listening to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food here on the Heritage Radio Network with me, Erica Wides. And remember that if you like the show, you can follow us on Twitter at Let's Get Real Show. You can find the show on Facebook. You can check out my website, Let's Get Real Show. And you can also, of course, always go to heritageradionetwork.org to check out any of our other shows, listen to our live stream, listen to anything archived, make a big donation because we are listener supported. Or you can go to iTunes and check out any Heritage Radio Network show ever that are all archived for eternity, like the Golden Uncrustable Award on iTunes. Thanks for listening in tonight. Thanks for Jack Inslee for being our special guest producer in the control room. Thanks to Chris Nutter, my co-producer. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.